Thank you, Chavarim, who were flexible with your time. Let's continue in the Chazon Ish on page 52, Sif Tezvav. So we talked yesterday about how a person has to work on himself to rein in his teva, to rein in his emotions, and not give in to instinct and not give in to emotion, and instead allow his seichel to dictate how a person reacts. And we gave an example. We said, you see someone come late to shul, and you immediately, or you see someone, let's say, talking during davening, and immediately you form an opinion that he's a bad guy and you don't like him. And that's obviously not the appropriate approach. So he continues, he says like this. He says, how honorable is this person? Who through constant effort also be yodai lik bares and al pimidas agasas adayin livloi. He has managed to put a rein, a bridle, which is what goes over the mouth of a horse. So he's put a bridle over the bad midos and restrain them. And kas, there's no longer any anger, ain roigas, any rage, ain sinna, ain eva, no hatred, no animosity, ain akima and atira, he's not taking revenge, ain shi'ifa, achar kavod, he's not running after honor, ain tayvelish, and he's not running after desire. So a person who has gained control over his character, as the Chazon Ish has explained, will now be able to gain these highest levels of seichel that we talked about. Rather not seichel, the highest levels of chachma that we talked about, because again, we said that you need to restrain your midos in order to be able to achieve great levels in chachma. Just as the mind of this person is very correct, the daita das emes, and his opinion is truth. His imagination is constantly weighing towards the side of truth. Remember, we talked that you have seichel and you have dimyon, and dimyon is constantly pushing you against your seichel. Dimyon is forming opinions about things and coming up with stories and backstories, and dimyon is forcing you into a world of sheker. So what he's saying is, by pushing down your negative midos, you're also taking control over your dimyon, and your dimyon now is going to be noted towards MS instead of the normal way that it goes towards sheker. The truth of the existence of Hashem is taken into, is inculcated inside of him, like he says, like pickpock, without any uncertainty, without any hesitation. His heart constantly sees these flashes of light, which represent inspiration and truth, beyond the limitations of the world. So finally, says the Chazon Ish, a person can put down this puzzle that plagued him and caused him so much anguish that we talked about at the very beginning. This confusion that a person has about understanding Hashem, says, and understanding or wrapping his mind around the word HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, "Bakaras bar yisparach," when he recognizes Hashem, he finds the solution to his questions about the entire world, which bothered him and which he couldn't rest. And now the Chazon Ish ends this first parak of Emunah Bitachon by listing the four animamins that correlate to gaining this recognition of Hashem and getting this answer to the question that was bothering him. That Hashem guides everything and Hashem made everything and will make everything in the future. That there's no one like Hashem. Hashem is unique and Hashem was, is, and always will be. That there's no physical properties that one can associate with Hashem, and there's nothing that can be comparable to him. And finally, Hashem came before everything, and Hashem will outlast everything. All right, we can end the recording. Thank you, Tzvi.